FNC's Carlson, McCluskey's threatened with another attack. Police, private security declined to help. By Jeff Poor on July 2, 2020. At the opening of Thursday's broadcast of Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight, host Tucker Carlson revealed Mark and Patricia McCluskey, a St. Louis couple who defended their home as so-called protesters threatened their person and their property, are being threatened with another attack. According to Carlson, the attack is set to come over the weekend, which he said was told to him by Mark McCluskey in a phone conversation shortly before his broadcast. However, the McCluskeys have been unable to procure police protection nor protection from a private security firm. After appearing on the show, Mark McCluskey and his wife were bombarded with death threats, many of them credible, Carlson said. Today they learn of another coordinated attack on them that's planned for the weekend. They immediately called police. The dispatcher put them on hold and then finally transferred them to an officer. The officer didn't seem to be listening to anything the McCluskey said. "We'll call you back," police said, and they never did. Desperate, the McCluskey called a number of different private security firms, but not one of them would take the job of protecting them. The owner of the last company the McCluskeys called advised them to flee immediately. Quote, "The only advice I can give you is abandon the house. Run. Let the mob have its way. Let it burn." Carlson criticized Missouri Governor Mike Parson, R., for being unwilling to lend the McCluskeys any help at the state level and declared if the McCluskeys face an attack without police protection, it is a sign the mob is winning. But the McCluskeys are not running, he added. They've spent 32 years rebuilding their home, and they plan to defend it themselves. They have no choice. They're completely alone. No one will come to their aid. Their governor, Mike Parson, is a Republican. He is also a former sheriff. Parson could fix their problem immediately. Parson could send state troopers to St. Louis to make to protect the McCluskeys, but he hasn't done that. Parson hasn't picked up the phone to speak to them. He doesn't care, obviously. Nobody cares. About an hour ago, Mark McCluskey called us to tell us all this. He was panicked, understandably. His wife sobbed in the background as we spoke. American citizens trapped in their home by a violent mob, knowing that something awful could happen to them very soon, totally undefended. This is your country. The mob is winning if things like this happen. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.